That night I made my second attempt to escape and succeeded by walking 1,000 miles and swimming the Bay of Tunis. I managed to get to Gibraltar, where I am now recovering from hospital treatment.
Then suddenly, Lieutenant Seagoon was summoned to British hindquarters at Aden.
Lieutenant Seagoon reporting from the front, sir.
Pull up a chair, man, and sit down.
I'd rather stand.
Well, stand in a chair, then. We respect these old Welsh idiot customs, you know. Now, this man in the shredded vest is our French ADC, Count Moriarty. Ex-actor, and has played the male lead in over 50 postcards.
Mon pleasure, mon ami.
Yes, yes. We want you to take a raiding party and destroy that bridge they're building. Boom, boom, boom. Crash, thud, bang. Bang, bang, boom, thud, crash. One of those combinations should prove fatal.
I've only just escaped from the place. It's too dangerous. Apart from which, I'm a married man.
I'm ordering you to go.
Oh, well, can't I see my wife before I go?
No.
But I love her.
So do I. That's why I'm sending you.
All right. I'll go. But one last favor. If I don't come back, could you give this to my father?
Oh, your checkbook.
Yes. He always wanted it.
Don't worry, I'll get it to him. Even if I have to cash every check in it myself.
Come, Seagoon, we leave at dawn tonight by legs on feet on ground.
Meantime, 100 miles away in the German camp, a soldier lies dreaming on a palm leaf.
I can't stand this thing, and I wish I'd escaped with Lieutenant Seagoon. I wonder if he got back to the base.
Yes, I did.
Oh, where are you then?
I'm a mere 600 miles away.
Oh, goody go. I won't tell anybody.
Seagoon, you fool. Stop talking to that man 600 miles away.
It's all right, sir. He's one of ours.
I know, and I wish he wasn't. Now then, according to British intelligence, April the 1st is only 3 days away.
Gad, how do those chaps get the information?
They captured a German calendar alive. Come on, men. Forward!